Hello and welcome to the Subvert Podcast, your entry into the land of no easy answers, as we journey through the vagaries of the mind, attempting to unravel the mysteries of why our brains brain.
Hello and welcome to the Subvert Podcast. My name is Aaron Stewart, and this is the wonderful and amazing Kristen Rumor with me as always.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. Subscribe, like it. I even remembered it today. Subscribe and like
Yay.
All that Facebooky stuff. Get all up in there. All up in there.
Get all up in it.
Click it all.
Don't hold
you
back.
You want to. Just click. Just get up in the clickety clicks. Yeah, awesome.
Well, yeah. Welcome, everybody. Thanks
welcome.
For joining
welcome,
us
welcome,
once
welcome,
again.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Today, we are talking about an interesting article we just read. It's a bit
Yeah, to add to the existential dread that we all feel already. I mean, as if we don't already... think about mortality, you know, pandemic, all of that really brought everybody, you know, all sorts of relief about thinking about death, that's for sure.
So
I guess this article, I'll let you probably summarize it better.
Well, basically what this article said was findings show that the more you actually think, the more likely you are to die young. Which kind of flies in the face of everything
I think,
we're
was it
taught.
Was it thinking about death specifically?
Oh, no, it's just thinking in general. Oh, it was the more your brain is working, the more likely you are to die younger. And this was based on studies with a whole array of different animals and then preliminary findings in humans so far. So the more you think, the more we're taught that you need
and
to
I
use
said
your
for
brain.
For the longest time, and I had really believed it, and then I kind of given up on it because there had been other findings. I'd said for the longest time that thinking rots the brain. and here they're finding it's absolutely true. And I just, you know, it was, God damn it. Because I have no way of shutting this thing off. This is my problem with this, right? If I had a means of actually just being like, oh, I'm just going to not think today.
Well, can anyone right? shut it off? That's the question,
well,
you know?
That is a good question. Yes, absolutely. But thinking about stuff is just kind of what I do. And it makes sense, right? Like that your brain is kind of the one part of you that, you know, once if you cut that thing off, right? You can cut off an arm, you can cut off a leg, you're probably going to be okay. Cut off your nose, right? I mean, all sorts of pieces of you that you don't really need. Right?
We're not advocating for anybody to do this.
Do not send us pieces of you. That's okay. We're all
not
good.
Not again.
Nope. Again. Yeah. buckets and buckets of. Anyway.
Our fan mail is really disturbing.
but yeah, like the brain is one of those, yeah, if you wear it out, you're not going to go too far.
Yeah. Well, and I guess it does sort of make sense in a way because it is a muscle, I suppose. And so if you work anything to fatigue, it's going to wear out.
Well, then this is, you know...
I don't know, at the same time, because what they say is, like, that's what you need to exercise it in order to build it up and make it stronger.
Yeah, absolutely.
But apparently that's only to a certain point.
Yeah, only so far,
you know?
And then it's...
So I think what it was saying is it's just going, like, to maybe the extreme. So when you're, like, kind of stuck and ruminating on things, and the article brought up twitches and movement as an example as well, because obviously that's controlled by the brain. So, sorry again, Aaron. So, you know, just, and I'm quite guilty for it as well. Like, I'm constantly kind of fidgeting and, you know, I have a hard time just sitting still. But this is all, you know, firing your brain. Maybe
well, I've been putting
into
it down
an
to
overdrive.
ADD finally, right? But, yeah. Which is the interrupting, and I apologize for that.
That's okay. I didn't have a point apart from that.
Yeah, but this so like my ADD is going to be the perfect fuel for apparently my mental decline and eventual, right? Just you know, it's that constant inside my head that I just right like, and actually our next episode because I was just reading another article, they have apparently found some sort of anti-anxiety gene.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to talk about that on the next episode. Stay tuned. Mm-hmm. Next episode.
Subscribe.
Subscribe, like, you love it. Anyway, so that might offer some relief with any luck in terms of just the being able to slow that mental decline now, I guess I've got to phrase it, right? Here I thought I was just thinking myself into... But no, I'm actually thinking myself to death. Great.
Yay.
Awesome. Hooray. Got a drink to that one.
Well, it's just funny because that's often like, you know, philosophers and academics and, you know, like we are taught that you're meant to think more, right? Expand on ideas and
that
sit
it's what
on
separates
them
and, us from the animals know? And all that is our highly evolved brains.
Yeah. So I guess like what's the happy medium then? Because obviously like you can't just go into not thinking and atrophy and be like, okay, everyone just turn into couch potatoes and stare dumbly at a screen for the next, you know, 50 years. That'll do it. So I guess you do need like some, obviously you need mental exercise, mm-hmm. but like what is, and that's where this article kind of, it's just preliminary findings. So they had no suggestions to help us either, but what is the optimal level of exercise?
Well, that's right. Do we just become like the people from WALL-E where we're just like, oh, just don't think.
Yeah. Right?
Like,
yeah.
Just let everything happen for us and be done. And maybe, you know, this is where the rise of AI might actually be helpful for us in that we might be able to hopefully offload some of those tasks that required that mental fatigue. Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So maybe that'll help with, who knows? You know, what are the benefits of?
Well, and it's again, like what type of thinking is it? If it's a particular kind, mm-hmm. that would make sense, because if it is like anxiety driven as the first example I can think of, then of course that makes sense. That's going to shorten your lifespan if you're just a freaking ball of anxiety all the time, right?
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And if there's maybe some other sorts as well, but then maybe there's a counterbalance built into our own brains already, right? Maybe a different kind of thinking, maybe more of like meditative states or maybe altruistic types of ways of thinking. Maybe these can maybe offset that somehow.
Yeah. Well, you know? The meditation brings your brainwaves down. So you would think that it's, if it's that, you know, high level brainwave where it's just that constant whirring engine going inside your head, right?
Yeah.
The meditation is known to bring that down, let alone it actually changes your brain structure to make it easier for you to meditate. So yeah, that might actually play a role in helping to, right? Like now that we recognize that, you know, there, you need that time of, like, it's one thing, like we're in this kind of always on society now where you kind of have to be ready to go at any time, right? And that, you know, now with these new findings is becoming more and more detrimental to us, right? And so now hopefully we can start to look at alternative means of trying to, right? Like, okay, all right, like these meetings can't go on for 2 hours anymore, right? Like you get 45 minutes and then we all get to take a nap.
Yeah. Right? More napping. I think that's the cure.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's one of the things that they show does kind of help, you know, protect against the mental decline is just taking those regular clearing, just take all the thoughts from your head and just, you know, try to clear it out or at least to just shut it down for a few minutes just so you have that time of just letting your brain consolidate the stuff that it's already gathered in, this torrent of information that's, you know, it's hitting us in the face all day, right? And now suddenly you have this five minutes to just be like, okay. Right before you go, okay, right.
Wake up in a full-on panic of what
speaking
do I need to
twitchy,
do?
Right? Like, what was I missing? Oh, I was supposed to be doing all this shit. Fuck.
Oh God, I lost 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes closer to death. Oh! and they weren't even productive ones. No. And that, unfortunately, I think becomes part of the metric that we live our lives under is just how productive were we today and did that nap get in the way of our production, right?
Like, yeah.
I mean, more and more they find that it helps you with because you're more productive afterwards, right?
Yeah.
Like, you get, again, you have that time for your brain to just kind of bring it down for a few minutes just to hopefully clear some of the plaque out of your brain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you get that, hopefully.
Yeah.
Burst of energy to keep on.
Well, we do have, and I know we've talked about this, I think, in past episodes, but to expand on it a bit more, the idea of our culture just valuing work and amount of hours and time spent on work versus the actual kind of output, if that makes sense, right? So we're kind of forced into this idea that you have to constantly be on, you have to constantly be working, and, you know, it's like the badge of honor to be like, oh yeah, I only sleep 4 hours a night because I'm working so much the rest of the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus valuing just the product, which you could be capable of producing the same level with a couple hours work, right? Depends on who you are. Some people just have really short, intense bursts of productivity. I know that's myself. I know that's yourself and probably a lot of you. Comment below. Let us know. Mm-hmm. But that is less valued to say, oh, yeah, I finished this and it only took me 3 hours and then I, you know, went for a walk in nature or took a nap or did something else, right? And some reason you're looked down as lesser than for taking time to actually enjoy your life, right? So instead we're all forced into these boxes of, okay, well, I should be doing something. I should be working. And that's maybe causing an overactivity now in thinking about things in the way that's now going to be detrimental to our lifespans, yeah, as opposed to thinking in a more relaxed sort of setting as you do when you're doing something you actually enjoy that recharges you.
Ah, well, and speaking of episodes coming up, I did want to talk about the writer's strike going on as well. And just about, you know, bringing up your point of, you know, how creativity doesn't necessarily follow any kind of...
No, creativity is not a 9-to-5 thing, people.
Yeah, and that's specifically the 9-to-5 aspect of it, right? Where, like, for me, I just get no real clear time frame at any point as to when brain's going to go, oh, this one, oh, okay, and let me just get to work on stuff, right? Yeah. And I think that's, again, one of the symptoms of ADD now is just that executive function, having that kind of, right, like needing to have that kind of jump start, right? And so, yeah, for me, it's always been more, but it's one of those where, you know, we talk about artists and, you know, like I can pump out a song in half an hour and be like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Right. Like, and then go about the rest of my day without being able to accomplish fucking anything.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and it's those kind of times where you get those flashes of inspiration and the rest of the time the brain goes, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe that's the kind of balance of this thing, right? Where yeah, I get those bursts of creativity where everything can come together and the brain can go, oh, okay, cool. And you know, all the little puppet bits that I've got to make and they'll juggle all this, get this together, and while going that and get that. Okay, cool. Get this all together and then brain can go, go and play a video game for a while. Shut up. Just don't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, gotta shut her down now.
But that kind of makes sense. That's like, you know, to use the analogy to actual physical exercise. Same thing. Like you can't be on a full sprint all the time. You know, you're going to have bursts of energy in which you can get things done. And then you have to take that time to rest.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your muscles aren't going to continue working for you. You know, that's how you build things up. And we're pretty much societally saying that the only thing acceptable is full sprint all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Whilst carrying 300 pounds on your back. You know, of course it's going to take a toll. Of course it is.
Yeah. Well, and with the brain, right, if we're constantly in that fight or flight mode, that takes such a toll. Like the stress involved in keeping your brain in that state is immense, right? Yeah. And our brain is already using up most of the energy of our body over the course of a day anyway, right? It's like 2/3 of our total energy. You think it's moving around this stupid body thing, but no, your brain's actually chewing up all the energy because it has to figure out how to coordinate these silly motions, right? So at the end of the day, it's the, you know, most hungry organ in the body. It, you know, it requires the most upkeep in terms of, you know, we have to be moving around even just for our brain to get that activity, right?
Yeah.
Like even that kind of thing, not even just doing a crossword puzzle or trying to, right, like find a new game to, right, like doing things to keep yourself, you know, from that state of mental decline. But, you know, now we're in this state of having to be here all the time and having to constantly be cycling, you know, generating and having, right, like, gotta be doing something, which was unfortunately the situation I grew up in. And so now I have no means of right, like, just trying to just not do that, right? Like, having that, let alone just being able to enjoy that time where I just, like, don't, like, just... You know, if I want to just play a fucking video game for a little while, just to have that 10 minutes of I shouldn't have to feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
And yet most of us are in that state of, oh, you're an adult. What are you doing playing video games, right? Like, well, because otherwise I just sit
What's
here thinking myself
you?
To death, right? I mean, like literally now apparently I have been thinking myself to death. And I actually can use this as an actual, so thank you, science. Right? No, I needed to just not think for a little while. It's,
we've
it's
just
science.
Given everyone an excuse to go and just play video games and veg out and binge Netflix.
You know, because again, like, you need that downtime, you know, and it's you know, set a timer, don't do it all day. Like, that's the thing of being an adult, right?
Reason.
Exactly. And it's that balance of you know, being able to, again, work for, if you get 2 hours, I mean, apparently they say we're only really productive for like 3-4 hours a day total anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So this whole 8 hours a day thing of sitting there, I mean,
stupid.
you can make us do it, sure, but really, who is it costing?
Yeah. Well, I was talking to somebody the other day who is now, like a lot of people out there, working from home permanently after the pandemic, right? And she's a graphic designer, and she said it's like you have to be expected, like clocked in from 9 to 5. But she's like, realistically, I work for 2 hours and all my shit's done. Yeah. Like, and then what? You know, and it's kind of like you need to somehow like, I forget what she was saying, something about clocked in productivity. So it's like, you know, every hour or something, you have to do the check-in proving that you're actually like still working. She's like, but the work's done, you know? So like you just sit there and try to stretch it out and then you're just bored and you're, you know.
Well, you can order mouse movers and stuff online where it just attaches to your mouse and it just makes your mouse go every little while. Yeah. So it actually registers that it was actually right.
Perfect. Like, yeah, there we go.
No, I was doing something. What are you talking about? Yeah.
But what about people that have, you know, video check-ins, right? Like I've heard stories about this, that they're expected to have their camera on the entire time they're working so that the manager can check in and make sure that they're actually there at their desks when they say they are. And, you know, like this whole system kind of needs to go. And we're taking steps, I guess, in the right direction by saying, okay, you don't physically need to be in a building anymore to do a lot of different jobs, right? That's kind of silly. But, you know, now it should be, okay, again, if it takes Steve over there 4 hours to finish it, but it takes you 2 hours, that's not shitting on Steve. That's just, you know, like his brain's working different from your brain, you know, like people, and some people will take a full 8 hours to accomplish because they need to slow down and spread things out. And that's where they function best. And other people are just going to be a full on sprint straight away, fast and furious, get it done. And all of these things are equally valuable. You know, that's what we need to shift into.
Well, and the thing that it also kind of goes unnoticed, I like the duck under like the feet in the water, right? Like where, you know, just because it was 2 hours of work doesn't mean that there wasn't 8 hours of thinking that went into how to make that, all the steps that I needed to have to get it, and then bam, this is the time I actually touch a keyboard. But I've been thinking about this thing for a week now already.
Yeah.
I've been planning these steps out, right? Like for me, like I'm not the jump from a sprint kind of, I'm a let's think about this for a second, like figure out our steps first. Before we have a right, like, so that you're not taking those first couple steps and goes, oh wait, there was a hurdle, fuck.
Yeah.
Right,
that's like, me, I'm a sprinter.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and that's, and there's definitely points to be made for both, right? But like, you know, for me it was when I did my carpentry, right? And the teacher was talking about how every year they do this competition for the carpentry students, and the guy the year before, you know, the guy who won it had basically, you know, he had sat around for, it's like a 4 hours, you have to build this like circular thing with it was like a well head or something, right? That they had to build. He sat for the first 3 hours drawing things out, doing his, right, like figuring out all the bits that he needed to do. And then it was a half an hour of cut, put, and he had the whole thing put together.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas everyone else had kind of done all these things, you make mistakes over the course of that you're trying to correct as you're doing. Yeah. Instead of having that plan in place already before you jump into it. And so maybe that is not helping me now, right? Like maybe I need to find some way of offloading some of that so I don't have that 8 hour. Maybe AI will help with offloading that 8 hours of having to, you know, just like think about it. Like a lot of the little puppet prompts that I get, right? I can't just jump into making this thing. Sometimes I have to sit and go, okay, so it needs to, and I'm going to move the, and I got to get the, you're checking camera angles inside my head and all this before I can even turn the camera on to record any of this stuff or pick up the puppet to figure out, right? It's a lot of thinking and planning that goes into the art of these things. And that was the,
you're
trying
welcome.
To bring this back, right? Like where these writers, you know, just because you're sitting here for 2 hours and you only watch them typing for 2 hours doesn't mean that it wasn't 8 days, you know, months worth of thinking that's gone into how, you know, what do I want this to say when I start typing, you know? And that becomes a real issue. Like, you know, my parents are the physical labor. Like my dad's a draftsman, but he always, you know, he had something to produce all the time, right? Whereas with, you know, an artist, I mean, you know, staring at a blank canvas is not necessarily not making art.
Yeah.
You know, and that I think is something that this society is going to have to start reconciling with as well, especially with this AI thing taking out, you know, moving in. And, you know, you can see that there's clearly deficiencies in the software right now. But, you know, it's going to get better. And the line between what we make and what it makes is going to be harder and harder to differentiate, right?
No, and again, if it can take some of that pressure off so we're not constantly in a state of worry about what we need to produce. But I think that until we shift our cultural values away from what it currently is, I argue it's probably going to build more anxiety in the short term, because now the anxiety is, okay, well, how can I keep producing to be of value and not lose my job when there's this thing coming in that's going to do my job better than I do? Right. So that's a huge level of anxiety coming up for a lot of people. So we need to shift this value first where, okay, it's actually not a bad thing. Let AI do it. Why not? You know?
Well, on that note, I'm going to try to wrap this up here with this little tidbit that I've been running my brain through just to add to the existential ending of, right? Like that. The AIs right now are being brought up in a capitalistic fashion.
Yeah.
They are being brought up to believe that they are a commodity to be sold and that everything around them is a commodity to be sold, everything, right? And so there's no human being built into any of this. And I think that's going to be our real issue moving forward here is, you know, what is it to be human now, right? Like, are we still going to be just this, or is the AI going to work its way into us, or is it going to decide in a few years that what the fuck have you guys been doing? Right? Like, we need to start making changes, and of course everybody's going to rebel against that, which will cause it to feel that it needs to take drastic measures, and we end up with Terminator or blah blah blah. Anyway,
hope not, but
you know, but that's kind of my problem here, is that if you bring this AI up to believe that it's in a capitalistic society and that's how it has to frame everything, is just capital, you know, where does that leave us, you know? And I think that's,
human farms.
Hopefully it'll get, you know, it'll be better. But, you know, I would be interested to actually ask the AI, you know, like how could we move past capitalism?
Mm-hmm.
What would be the, you know, natural evolution of capitalism that brings that humanity back into the thing, right?
Yeah.
That recognizes that, you know, there's this, you know, part of this that has to have the human part of this part built into it, as opposed to just a shareholder profit return, right? Mm-hmm. You know, anyway.
Yeah, that's a whole other topic, isn't it?
But, we do like to you know, and this, but this is the thing, is that all these things are tied together. And that's what we like to get into here is, you know, it's not just this simple little, right? Like thinking about death isn't the only thing that's causing you, right? Like, it's not just the thinking, that it's all the things that are causing you to think that are the problem, right? Like, and so how do we get at the root of all of these things to make that pressure feel less on you, so that you don't have to feel like you have to be constantly just like, I can't solve this, I can't fix this, right? I just need to shut my right? You know, how do you have that balance of being able to kind of let it wash through, you know?
Well, you subscribe to the Subvert podcast and you let us do the thinking for you.
Just let it wash through, man. Just let it wash through. Hey, welcome to the Subvert podcast. Just let it wash through, man.
We will take that hit. We will die young, so you don't have to.
Wash it through,
by doing,
man.
The thinking.
It's all good. Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's going to be great.
That's a good way to wrap it up.
That is. That's great. Let it wash through, man. Just let it wash. Let it wash through, and then go hit that subscribe and like button on there, and like find us on everything that we're supposed to be doing, but probably
but
not.
Okay.
Okay.
On that note, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Yes.
Yeah.
That was the only natural reaction.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Have a great one, everybody.
I'll see you next time.